The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Of course, we're coming into a new decade with 2020. So there's a lot of, obviously, there's a lot of end of year lists, but there are now, of course, a lot of end of the decade lists. And there's a few suggestions about who might be the artist of the decade when it comes to music. So a lot of people saying, you know, it's Ed Sheeran. He obviously has had an incredible 10 years. Justin Bieber also, you know, from child star to, you know, huge, huge global star. Rihanna, Beyonce, maybe Adele could be in there. But my next guest, Shannon O'Custine, who is on the phone from Luxembourg, thinks it should be Avicii. Shannon, good morning to you. How are you?
Tommy Gamag, if you're fine.
Oh, Tommy Gamag or Margots. Now, listen, Avicii, yeah. if you can just tell us again, remind us who Avicii was, because sadly he is no longer with us.
Yes, unfortunately he's not. So Avicii was the kind of musical name that a young Swedish man called Tim Bergling had. And the reason why he chose the name Avicii was because he wanted to create a profile on MySpace, but somebody had already used the name Tim Bergling, so he had to pick something else. And he was told about this thing in Buddhism that the lowest level of hell is called Avicii. So he thought that was a nice name. So he used the name Avicii. That was his artistic name, but his real name was Tim Bergling. And he died last year. Unfortunately, he died by suicide. Mm-hmm. But this decade from he really took off in 2010, and unfortunately he died last year, but within that short period of time he absolutely rocketed up in just the world's consciousness, and he transformed electronic dance music, and he made it much more mainstream, and he mixed up different styles of music, including kind of soul music and country music, and people absolutely loved it, and he had a phenomenal career. Unfortunately, it was all over in the space of 6 years.
And he was very young. He was only 29 when he died last year.
Yeah, a little bit short of 29, 28.
Yeah. And Shannon, you were a massive, you still are a massive fan of Avicii.
Yeah, definitely.
And you must have been obviously very sad then when he died.
Yeah, just very surprised. When he died originally, it was announced that, yeah, he died. And he had been sick, and it was said he decided to quit touring and doing gigs in 2016. So I thought, oh, maybe he died from some sickness. Or people said, oh, it was probably drugs, the rock and roll lifestyle. Mm. And then a week later, his family released a statement to say, no, he had been unhappy and he wanted to find peace, and you could read between the lines that he committed suicide.
And incredibly sad. And like you mentioned, of course, that he was big on social media. And did he engage like with his followers? Did he engage with his fans about, you know, how he was finding things? Because I know then there was a documentary, wasn't there? Was it on Netflix?
There's a beautiful documentary called Avicii True Stories, because he put out a record called Stories. So this one was Avicii True Stories. It's now taken off Netflix, and they're going to show it in cinemas for a while. So you might see it in Ireland at some point. But it showed the real person. As I read something online recently, it said everybody listened to Avicii, but nobody listened to Tim. And it shows that this was this young, vulnerable man, incredibly talented and super nice. And people loved him. And he had like an unbelievable run of it for about 5 years. But he suffered. He suffered with alcoholism because he was a bit shy. So he drank too much and he was partying. And then he had to get his appendix and his pancreatic something. He had different things. He had treatments because of that. So then it was fantastic career, but he was emotionally and physically wrecked from it. So he decided in 2016, I've got to stop this, and he's just going to dedicate himself to music. So everybody thought, oh, this is going to be great. He's no longer going to be touring, but he's going to continue. But unfortunately, the emotional side of things got too much for him.
There was a memorial concert just last week in Stockholm, I understand. And you went along to it. What was it like?
Oh, it was spectacular. Yeah, I saw two of his shows before. I saw one in 2012 in The Point, or the O2 as it was called at the time, and then there was about 10,000 people at that. 3 years later, we went to another one in Marley Park in South Dublin. There was 45,000 people at that. So when he died, so many DJs and friends and his family were all upset, and they said, we have to do something. So they gathered up other DJs and performers and singers, and they made a spectacular show for him last week in Stockholm. And as soon as the tickets were announced, I just had to go. So, and went on my own, and loads loads of other people from around the world did that. I spoke to other people from Israel, Romania, the USA. They all said they didn't care. They all just wanted to be there because everybody loved Avicii and his music. And it was spectacular. The first part of the show was DJs playing their gigs, and then they had a pause, and then the last part of the show was they did Avicii's music live on stage, and they brought out all these singers, because we'd always heard about Avicii, but we never knew who really the singers were. So we finally got to saw the singers on the stage, and they were spectacular. I recommend to anybody to go to YouTube and type in Avicii tribute concert and see the performances, because electronic dance music, it's mostly done on computers and electronic instruments, whereas this was done with cellos, trumpets, drums, guitars, pianos, violins, and it sounds spectacular. And the magic about Avicii's music was that even though it was electronic dance music, you can actually change it and play it acoustically, you can play it in a much softer way, and it still works. And this is what they showed at the concert, and it was lovely.
I suppose for some people, of course, but Siobhan, I suppose you mentioned there just about electronic dance music, like some people might just go, oh, that's not for me, it's, you know, I don't want to listen to that boom boom, whatever it might be. But actually he was a composer effectively, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. His instrument was the computer and software, but actually he was just a fantastic genius, a musical genius, and he knew how to mix melodies and to create a proper tune and when to do a drop and just to change the tune. And this is why you can play music. Like Kailash Lurgan in Indravan in Connemara, they took his song Wake Me Up, they translated it into Irish, but they also mixed it in with traditional Irish musical instruments, and it works. And he has a song, Hey Brother, and I was listening back to it, and Hey Brother is actually a country music song, and normally I'd lose the will to live listening to country music, but actually it still works.
And you can dance to it?
You can, and at the concert people were loving it, they were absolutely belting it along. He had a wonderful career, and by the way, even though Tim Berling is dead, Avicii isn't. There's still loads of Avicii music to come, so we probably will in the next few years hear more Avicii music. But to go back to your original comments, when people look back from 2010 to 2020, the name Avicii will pop up loads of times in terms of who were some of the best artists, and he just did so much. He had a phenomenal career. Like, I went to a concert in Marley Park in 2009. David Guetta was one of the warm-up act. Nobody knew who Avicii was. By 2012, he was packing out the Point.
In a couple of years, he had
2015, that. 2015, he had 45,000 people in Marley Park. Unfortunately, by 2018, he was dead.
So you think he should be given the accolade of Artist of the Decade?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. There's no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. Like, people will be talking about him for decades to come. They won't be talking about other DJs, but they'll definitely be talking about Avicii. And one of the really nice things about that concert was that, like, I was never at a concert where some of the singers broke down crying on stage. Like, you could feel the love. Mm. It was 90% fun and joyous, but there was about 10% of the concert where it was a bit sad and people were crying. I got a bit watery-eyed.
Of course you did. Of course you did, Siobhan, because you're a massive fan. And, you know, it's just so incredibly sad, I think, when artists who are so talented and bring so much joy to us all. And I'm thinking of, I remember exactly where I was when I heard that Amy Winehouse died, and it was just so incredibly sad. And when people like that in their 20s die, it's just, it's awful. Siobhan, listen, we are obviously going to play... we are going to play Wake Me Up by Avicii. But before we do that, I want to quickly ask you, because you're doing an incredible job yourself. You're in Luxembourg and you're working in the Translation Directorate of the European Parliament.
Yeah, Sinead, it's Astra Horgwelga, mate.
Horgwelga as well.
Horgwelga, yeah. Well, Irish is one of the 24 official languages of the European Union. So there's a small Gaeltacht there. There's about 30 people in the Irish language unit in the European Parliament, people from Belfast all the way down to Kirk Aguina in West Kerry. And we translate all sorts of stuff into
fabulous.
Irish.
Well, listen, Sinead, we'll have to go. But listen, Nolly Conna, are you staying in Luxembourg for the Christmas or will you be back home?
No, I'll be staying in Luxembourg. My family here, my younger sister here, my parents are coming over.
Fantastic.
So we'll be doing stuff here.
Well, listen, Gurb Magath, Siobhan, lovely speaking to you. And
you too.
Here's Avicii.